From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In U.S. politics, dismissing his rivals as Lying Ted and Little Marco, Republican Party frontrunner Donald Trump fended off intense attacks from his fellow presidential hopefuls at a debate late Thursday that comes amid signs of divisions within the Republican Party. During that debate, Florida Senator Marco Rubio, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, and Ohio Governor John Kasich took turns taking swipes at Trump, a New York businessman who appears to be marching toward the party's nomination. North Korean state media say that leader Kim Jong-un has ordered his military to be ready to use its nuclear weapons at any moment in what Pyongyang's is latest angry response to expanded UN sanctions against it. RAND Corporation Korea expert Bruce Bennett tells VOA the process of imposing sanctions on North Korea is complicated.
Most of the sanctions have some element of exception associated with them. So many of these things are uncertain, especially the enforcement mechanisms. How will we know when it's being violated, and what will our countries be willing to do if it is violated?
On Thursday, North Korea fired 6 short-range missiles off its eastern coast, according to Seoul's defense ministry, which said the projectiles flew up to 150 kilometers before landing in the sea. The United Nations and African Union chiefs have strongly urged Sudan to grant freedom of movement to peacekeepers and aid workers in Darfur, where tens of thousands of civilians are homeless because of the fighting. This is VOA News. Amnesty International has accused Russian and Syrian forces of deliberately targeting Syrian hospitals as well as medical facilities with aid strikes, airstrikes to ease the path for pro-regime ground forces advancing on northern Aleppo. Amnesty International's broadside against Russia and Syria came as the United Nations Special Envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, said the 60-year-old partial ceasefire in the civil war is largely holding, but not entirely.
Unfortunately, we have to admit, like in every cessation of hostility or ceasefire, and in particular in this one, there are still a number of places where fighting has continued, including parts of Hama, Homs, Latakia, and Damascus. But they're being contained.
UN envoy is in Geneva for a meeting of task force led by the United States and Russia to monitor the situation in Syria. He said peace talks to help end the 5-year-old civil war will resume next week as scheduled because the end of hostilities appear to be holding. European Union Council President has warned migrants against going to Europe. That story now from Henry Ridgewell.
Arriving in Athens Thursday for emergency talks with Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras, European Council President Donald Tusk gave a stark warning to potential migrants thinking of travelling to Europe.
Wherever you are from, do not come to Europe. Do not believe the smugglers.
The United Nations estimates that more than half of the arrivals in Greece are fleeing war in Syria or Iraq, legitimate refugees rather than economic migrants. Henry Ridgewell, London.
And a first for the Olympic Games, a team of refugees will compete at the international sporting event in Brazil this summer. IOC President Thomas Bach said everyone has been touched by the magnitude of the refugee crisis. He said by welcoming refugee teams, they want to send a message of hope to all the refugees in the world. China says that it will increase its defense spending by 7 to 8% this year following years of double-digit increases. China has piled resources into defense over the past 2 decades as it asserts its territorial claim in the South China Sea. Last year, Beijing increased its military spending by just over 10%, bringing it to $136 billion. And aspirin therapy has long been recommended for people suffering from heart disease, but a new study from the Massachusetts General Hospital indicates it could also be used to reduce the risk of certain cancers. Get more at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.